Dan's
and a, we're back.
Dan's
we're
a bottom. Back.
What?
I'm a pitcher.
Wow.
Can't so, let it go, Chris. Can't gotta let it go, buddy. So, can't have the last word.
Since we let off part one kind of with Mr. Doug Sidney, let's lead off part two with Mr. Daniel R., not Roosevelt Shervin.
Daniel R. Sturgeon.
One of the things we've talked about, actually one of the things that you've brought up on numerous occasion is your quote-unquote semi-retirement.
Yeah.
Explain.
You know what, man? When you're a family man, I'm a husband and a father, and I got to
like
provide.
Doug's soon to be.
Like, can't let it go. Oh my God!
This I is just don't know why he's ashamed.
Part two is where we go off the rails.
You
by the way,
own it. Own it, Doug.
Own it, Doug. That girl's a lucky girl. What's her name?
Uh-huh. I'm not gonna say
which one.
I'm not. What were we talking about?
Your semi-retirement.
Listen, man, I got three little girls. I got three darling little girls. You know, I always make the joke that. You know, as a man growing up, I always thought I was going to be surrounded by women my entire life. But little did I know they would all be my family.
Yeah, you're literally, you live in the freaking estrogen house.
Oh, it's going to be fun in, what, about 10 years?
Oh, man.
Oh, man, they're all going to sync up. Oh, good God. Luck. They're good luck.
I'm just going to come sleep on Doug's couch. Right, Doug?
Sure.
That'd be sweet.
I don't think his wife and twins are going to appreciate that.
Jesus. You can sleep over anytime.
But anyway, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're so welcome. I always joke
I got a
with,
blow up mattress. We'll throw you on the set in the basement. Yeah, if you don't mind spiders.
Would you guys stop screaming action so loud?
Tried to sleep down here.
We do have a joke with my friends. Hey, ring ring. You know. Oh, hello. Hi, Ruby. Guess where I am? Where? In your driveway.
In your driveway.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, because I get kicked out.
You get kicked out.
Because they're in trouble.
I heard ellipses there, but I need to hear words.
They all know we have a guest bedroom upstairs.
Yeah. Got it. Guess where I am?
I don't know. So I've been in retirement. There's only two people I plan on coming out of retirement for.
Bed.
Well, have you?
Whoa.
Barney it's a new one. Been. It's a new one.
No, we got a new one. We literally just got a new
it's
one.
It's been unslept upon. Come spit upon our mattress.
Did you say spit?
I was going to say.
Yeah, well, when you sleep.
Is that a euphemism for something?
No, not at all. Come on up anytime.
Did you spit on their bed, Doug?
No. It was for a film, Dan.
It was for art, you son of a bitch. Art.
Yeah.
So this.
They have yearly awards for those, too.
You were saying only two people that will you.
Oh, yeah, no. And I've gotten to the point where in my life where.
Brown rabbit.
I am really.
Brown bunny? What was that?
I don't know. It would take me. It's kind of like leading Doug's life, going close on auditions, having the ability to go on an audition any day of the week, is kind of hard for me now, and I won't be able to really do that since I've, I'm a family. Like I said, I'm a family man. So, two people I'll come out of a retirement for: Chris Mim, Matt Osterman. That's
nice,
about it.
Nice.
Dan comes out for me all the time.
Wow,
you
left that wide open, and Chris saw the door.
He did.
I hear I sit unable to give up the ghost.
It's true.
The long, winding, frustrating,
but it's true.
White knuckling road.
You have no idea how many times I've thought, okay, my life is so boring. It's not being creative. The most creative things that I get is when people send me scripts to read. Just tell me what you think as like a entertainer, like as someone who wants to be entertained. What do you think? Those are the kind of things that I love that kind of, that's like my joy now. But I think I'm getting to the point where.
No.
You need to let your freak actor flag fly again.
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
This is where you and Doug right now are going to give Christopher R. Mim an elevator pitch.
With the finger.
For the Western.
Uh-oh.
Take it to floor 32.
You'll never enjoy yourself more on a set, Mim.
It's true.
We'll get so
low. All right, give him the elevator pitch. You too. Come on, go.
Cookie Shervin film.
That's true.
Where we sing
Shervin, the coming out of retirement hero.
Oh, God.
Oh, I see.
The incorrigible villain.
So
you're the villain.
He's going for villain.
So Dan's the farmer who's forced back into the life kind of a thing. He just wants to raise his family on his
Unforgiven.
Farm, right?
Unforgiven.
And he's just like, he's got to take down his old nemesis.
So yeah, this is what I think. Much like the 310 to Yuma. There's two people who have been sworn enemies. Maybe a lawman, maybe an outlaw. They've sort of been each other's sort of counter for a long time. Opposite ends of the spectrum. Yet, something happens where they have to join up to fight the greater good. Maybe there's something, I don't know, Chris, a monster or something that will destroy a town. And perhaps the outlaws and the heroes. So the Justice League finally has to get together with the Legion of Doom.
Oh.
It's the kind of thing where the only way that this can be properly executed is when you have a director and two actors that have an established shorthand.
Oh, yeah.
And established aforementioned familiarity with one another.
I am so
gotcha.
The only way that that can translate into story.
And a bunch of young actors.
Just to find that combination.
Right,
yeah. And a crabby lighting
a combination
designer.
So rare.
As of
so
right
it's like
now,
the Federation
a combination that maybe
bands
you got
together
to see
with the Empire
yes.
to fight
movie.
The Daleks.
Yes.
This
yeah.
film needs to be made.
Yeah.
This was the best elevator pitch ever. Then, P.S., that was the first elevator pitch ever presented on this show. So I think you guys...
I think we need to make this an ongoing thing in every future horses. Bonfire podcast.
Yes.
Do pitch a movie. The Western.
Doug, do you know
pitch
how to
a
ride
movie.
A horse?
Yes.
It's so funny. So do I. I actually grew up in South Dakota, and my whole family is horse trainers. So
can you get us some horses?
Maybe.
Do we have to go to South Dakota to get them?
Maybe.
Wait, didn't...
I don't know, Chris. Make a good script.
Remember that guy... Wait. Go back to Giant Spider. That guy said he would let us use his horses, did he?
That is true.
I forget it, Chris.
That is
There's
true.
Horses nearby. A lot closer.
No, we got an inn. I forgot about that inn.
Can we get a stagecoach? Can we?
They even said we could film the
bigger.
Whole damn movie right there.
They did.
They have all this cool land.
Because he
bigger.
Had.
And the other thing is, not done pitching this yet.
Oh,
not done.
By all means,
the
please do.
The other thing is that which a filmmaker who, at that point, will have done 12 features in 12 years, needs a challenge. He needs to be able to do something for the first time. This will be that thing.
Oh,
a
my.
Western.
Action, emotion.
Which of you wants to go full Revenant? Which one of you bastards
I will
is getting,
go full Revenant.
Which one of you bastards is getting
Thank
in
you.
That river?
Thank
I
you.
Will go.
So frozen ass
so
river.
So Doug
which
is going to fight the bear.
Doug's getting in the river.
You need
in
to
January.
Do what you have not
I'll
yet done.
I'll shave my head Tom Hardy style.
Sweet. We got to give you a scar or something, too, right?
Cool.
Ooh, a big
wait,
long
wait, wait.
This time around, you're doing it with your new crew, the new core.
Who'll
the next one
really
needs to be a first again.
It.
And this will bring us back to our theme tonight, which is Weresquito, which is loaded with firsts, which we're going to dissect.
Oh.
Doug has taken over the podcast.
But
Doug is here. Love it.
To continue pitch. This will be that thing.
That was,
right.
I don't know, a building Chris, that's that tall
you.
For that
I
long of an elevator
you.
Pitch, but that was awesome.
Emotional, deep-rooted stuff.
All right. So you hate each other, got to work together.
But no, man, wasn't Weresquito
level
chock
backstory.
Full of firsts?
Yes,
level
it was.
Backstory.
I would say it is. Yes.
Technically, actually.
Unless you were going to take this somewhere else.
No, actually, yeah, you
deep,
brought it up.
Level backstory, like make it. Important.
Dan's right. still working on the elevator pitch. Right, I was
no,
just
I'm telling
it.
You because Chris is
the
still
story.
Not
the
opus.
Seed has been planted, gentlemen.
He
is
not
it is it
opus.
Is starting to sprout as we speak.
Well, no, actually, they said the Western actually came from pre Warehouse of Ghosts, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we've
but
been talking about this since then.
The problem is, and then this is actually probably spoilers.
The Seed is where it should be. It always has to come from Mem.
That's true.
Which it did.
But
go on.
Inception.
Otherwise, but the monster
happen.
In the Weresquito.
It's your seed.
The monster
inside
in the Weresquito.
Me.
You just raised.
Oh God.
Dang nice. This just got gross.
What are you talking about?
He's
every time we get
so gross.
You gotta get on board, man.
I was just gonna say, Doug, the problem with that is that the monster that he had earmarked for
yeah,
the Western
Weresquito.
Is the Weresquito.
Right.
So he
so we need a new monster.
So
that
we
is,
would need a new monster.
That is a
so let me ask you
small,
Chris.
Small
well,
challenge.
No, no, there's
him.
A river. You can have a little kaiju.
How
in
do
it.
We get out to a Badlands area? I mean, I feel like we should make this really kind of a Western.
You know, I've met enough people in Texas, I could probably find us somewhere out in Texas to shoot it there.
Oh.
Or Main Street in New Prague.
Street
I mean, this will get done.
35E, straight down. Or 35.
I'm telling you, every time I go down there and I show a movie now, at least one person says, when are you shooting something in Texas?
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
You're in Texas.
Can they buy the plane tickets? I'll
yeah, that's the idea. I every time I tell them, I'm like, I would love to shoot something in Texas, but you need to find me a budget. Get me down here, and I'll do it.
I'll take a week
But
vacation.
You have to do it.
You got a yeah. Roger Corman this crap,
That's what I mean.
Man.
Roger banging out in a freaking
How
week.
Many pages could you shoot in 7 consecutive days?
All of it.
90?
Yeah. Are you kidding?
For sure.
God, let's do it.
Honestly, well, my scripts tend to be, what, about 70, 80 pages? We could knock that out in a week.
Yes.
10 pages a day, that's nothing, dude.
10-hour days.
As long as...
What else are we going to do?
10 pages in a day. We knocked out... We've already knocked out... We've done 6 days on Dealing with the Atomic Brain. We've already knocked out 35 pages.
Let's do it.
See, there you go.
I have family in Richardson.
Let's do it.
Oh, if we're going to do something like that, I got to start...
Oh,
start fasting a little bit, maybe losing some weight.
No, it's good.
Doug's giving up crap already.
He doesn't let me get away with nothing. I love it.
One of the things that we talked about on a podcast about maybe 7-8 months ago was the fact that Doug, Dan, and I, and another gentleman that Dan brought up was a gentleman by the name of Matt Osterman. We all went to the Metallica concert last summer.
August 20th.
It was an amazing concert. Him. Actually, to give Doug full credit, he actually asked Chris first if Chris would be interested in going. But the ticket prices were a little bit outside of Chris's comfort range. And so
he doesn't even like Metallica.
I'm not a big enough of a Metallica fan to want to spend that kind of money.
So Doug turned around and asked me if I'd be interested in going. I said yes. So I bring this all up because it, for me, that night illustrated a point that I was kind of unaware of, was the level of friendship between Doug and Dan. Was the fact that Dan...
I've never been to Doug's house, though. He's been to my house.
No one's ever been to Doug's house.
Yeah.
Unless
you have one.
If you ever made it, you never know how to get back.
Unless you're 25 years old.
You have one less X chromosome than you need.
Oh. 25 years old.
My goodness.
If you're 25 years old and you're rocking a 36, 24, 36.
Oh, whoa.
Minimum.
Minimum. To get through these doors, hon.
Life is good.
Does your girlfriend know?
Oh,
his wife doesn't know.
Damn. Oh. Nice. So I didn't realize
they might.
How
what about the side piece?
Friendly Doug and Dan were to each other, in the sense that it was pretty much game on, because we all met at my house right out front.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much, let's start drinking. Okay, not a problem. I can hang with the best of them. So we went, we had some food and booze beforehand, and then it was pretty much by the time we got to US Bank Stadium, it was just drinking.
Yep.
It was just alcohol consumption.
Well, everyone would come back with at least four and keep going. Well, and Matt Osterman knows how to drink as well. And when, I'll be honest, when we get around Ostermonian Thunder, we kind of go.
Ostermonian Thunder.
Yeah.
So it was...
kind of go.
Even Rue mentioned it. She's like, because we came back after the show, and I forget who... You guys were both too drunk to drive.
And he had a friend come up and drive
He had a friend
back.
Come up and drive you down, but it was amazing sitting in my driveway late at night.
We dropped off at his house.
Yeah.
He came and got his car later.
And it was so weird to me because you guys literally ripped into each other.
From jump.
From the get-go.
Dan's an incredibly insulting human being.
Oh, did he make you cry? Did he make you cry a little inside?
Did you?
No, he didn't.
Stop it.
Oh. No, actually, I got to give it up. Doug did a very good job. He has a very thick skin because I have a feeling he has to deal with this a lot. Not just from...
I go.
Exactly.
Whatever. I think that Doug doesn't get this anywhere ever except from
us. Oh, come on. Doug knows people love to knock down the king, right?
Right? King.
It's like the president. You just make fun of him because he's the president, but he's still the most powerful man in the world.
Who did you wake up to on your TV this morning on a morning commercial?
Doug. Selling me a damn car. Thanks, man.
Well, it comes from knowing each other so well, too.
Oh, look. It's
nice catch.
Nice catch.
It comes from knowing each other.
Chris almost put a microphone into a fire.
That would have been a first, actually.
Don't let's do that.
Actually, though, now it is.
I really like.
It's gotten a little bit colder and a little bit windier, but
yeah. Now they're covered. Thanks, ma'am, for covering the boys in ashes and sparks and shit.
I feel like I'm in Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I just hope
this must be a welcome change from the ass you froze off yesterday.
Yeah. White.
I just hope that now with that elevator pitch that both Doug, Dan, and Chris have thrown out there, that
get us into the Badlands, Chris. You get us a script in advance, we'll knock it. We'll have 90 pages memorized, ready to go. I'll actually read them this time.
No, you don't read the scripts either?
Nice. I was just told don't this morning. Or this afternoon, sorry.
You can have the best of both for you, Mim. You can have us and then a bunch of newbies that you like working with.
Make sure there's a few...
Ooh, dude, get local talent.
Make sure there's a few females in the crest.
No. What? Excuse me?
Doug has the flexibility. He can go down with you and cast locals.
There you go.
There you go. Okay, so guys, you got to give me... Okay, so you got to give me 7 straight days, like later in the year, and we'll just shoot something here locally. We got that cool land.
Wait, locally?
Well, okay, so we shot Giant
Say
Spider,
yes.
Remember?
Jesus.
There was that remember there was that that horse barn we shot in, right?
Yes,
the hay barn.
For the Giant Spider.
And we shot parts of it the finale where you fight the spider
in their
field, right? Yep. They own a whole shit ton of that land.
Yeah.
And the owner said we could shoot whatever we want on
it
that
so
land.
It would be so fun.
Well,
and they would provide us with horses.
Horse
and reporting. The people to, like, you know, manage them for us. So if we could write a script and we have, say, 7 to 10 days to do it.
Yes.
And we write it in just the right way with a small cast and we shoot it, seven to ten straight days. Now, here's the thing. If we did it like that, we could probably work it out that you guys could even get, like, a little money if we have it in the budget.
Can we do it on a Monday through Friday kind of situation?
Yes.
Yeah, 7 consecutive
days.
Yeah,
7 to 10 days, Dan, would obviously include a Monday through Friday.
Or
I need my weekends.
or what I was saying is we do it over the course of, like, 2 weeks. We do 5 days, 5 days.
Yeah, right.
Right? So we have the weekend, a little break. Someone would be weather dependent, too, so we'd have to be a little flexible. But do it in such a way where, you know, and if you're worried about, you know, not being home, I'll just make Doug the main character.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll put you as the sort of main supporting character.
I'll just do that.
Yep. So, but also, it feels you haven't shot anything in the rain.
Oh, God.
Oh, balls. Oh,
I shot something in the freezing-ass wind and cold yesterday. I don't need the rain, too.
I'm just saying, nobody said
anything. It'd be cool.
You haven't shot anything in the rain.
It'd be cool.
Rain doesn't happen.
Zero rain.
I tell you what, you can do it in rain.
But it's a midwestern.
It's a 100+ degree day. No,
it's a midwestern.
Let me just say this.
It's a pioneer thing.
Everything that you
could
just
call
said
it that
is a very
a midwestern.
The midwestern
possibility. I have to get through the next couple months, and I will give you.
Sure as hell wouldn't be before I finish Demon with the Atomic.
And right, if exactly. Dan, if you can't do it, we'll find someone else that can.
That's okay. I have
touche.
I have
Douglas
a whole new,
Sidney,
like, stable fine, of actors to pick from.
You see, this is why I let. I like Doug.
Yeah, nice.
Why I like Doug.
As long as it
all we got to do is make sure that one of you is, like, your last name is, like, Johnson or something like that.
Yeah, it's true.
Just to link it in the Mimiverse.
Yeah, it's true.
Throw a monster in there or some sort of something, and we're good.
You know what? One thing, Chris, I challenge you. This movie has to somehow link the characters that I've done, which is, like, three or four characters.
Right.
And
I think in
two or three characters somehow link them in.
An impending meteorite.
That's cool.
Where we have to go up there because we're a ragtag group of oil riggers.
It's the
and we're going
to
blow up that.
so it's the great grandfathers of John Baker and Howard Johnson.
No.
Johnson. And
it
Baker.
Works better if it's his character from Attack of the Moon Zombies, because Ace actually is a Western guy's name.
That's true.
So if you were somehow
that's where Fraley got Ace from is from his grandfather.
Yes,
oh, like right after the start. Oh,
so you'd be from Tucky.
Tanny from Tucky.
Yes.
Oh, where's Tanny? We gotta get Brent Tanny.
Tanny from Tucky.
We gotta get Murphy.
And then you got old Sheriff Collins, right?
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yeah, see.
See,
it actually works. It writes itself.
It writes itself,
doesn't it?
That's what Rue always says.
They're
it
hunting each other.
Itself. But
trying
yet,
to come up with gold.
You're hunting the same thing.
Indeed.
Truth.
All right, new topic.
I like this idea. So the seed has been planted within Chris, deep, deep within Chris. And he will
Dan
let
has
it flush.
Dan and Doug have taken turns to plant the seed deep, deep within me. And that's growing into something now.
A large medical bill.
Give it about,
okay, moving on.
Yeah, let's
so,
9 months.
One of the other things I wanted to ask, and actually this is unfortunately...
I'll pull something out of my ass and we'll have a movie. All right, see, it works.
One of the things I wanted to ask Chris about, but Doug actually alluded to it in part one, was if you guys don't already listen, you guys should go check it out. The Mimiverse Audiocast. That's Chris's only podcast where he tends to focus more on what's happening now.
Going on now in the Mimiverse.
Exactly.
Podcast.
So I
talked less on this podcast. That was the idea.
Good luck with that.
Imagine what it would have been like before. Jeez.
Well, that we also, you know, Chris, it was his idea so that we could get to the guests quicker.
Yeah.
So they didn't
Instead
have
spending
to.
The first hour listening to me talk.
One of the
I do it anyway, but at least we're focused more on the guests.
That's true.
That's good. Yeah.
You okay over there, kid?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doug just broke the chair.
That's okay. Swap chairs.
He's been hanging out with Shannon too much.
Whoa.
Oh,
Wow.
Fine? Are you okay?
I am fine.
One of the things Chris talked about in his most recent audio cast that came out 5 days ago for us, that when on the day we're recording, was he had talked ever so briefly about his hesitation for a long time about bringing in new actors. And that was actually, to bring it to what Dan Shervin just said, planting the seed. And you just said it too. I feel that we had been, you know, a number of us had been planting the seed for a while about, you know, maybe it's time for you to think about getting some new people in.
Back on Terror, we talked about it.
If only for the podcast. What? Wait, what?
Huh?
So in Chris's audio cast, the one that came out on March 1st, 2017, he kind of talked about it, but he didn't really give, he just kind of glossed over it a little bit. So I want you to take this moment to kind of delve a little
deeper into
what your initial hesitation was for going with new actors.
Well, I think it was a couple things. I think first and foremost, I do feel like we reached a point, I don't know, probably around Terror or Destination, where I felt like we had met a lot of really cool people and sort of had built the community theater troupe that it was for a long time there, that it felt like very much so.
Yeah, sure.
And so it kind of always felt like, yeah, I'd rather sort of just give those guys jobs and keep working with the people that I know and like. And, you know, we're always having fun. Like, Dan always calls it summer camp. Yeah. And that's what it very much felt like. It was like, no, I'd rather get together with my summer camp buddies and go back to summer camp and have fun, you know, and screw these new people. I don't need new people. I got everyone I need.
Well, but, a couple in, a couple out, but yeah.
Right, a couple in, a couple out, and it always happens. And that was the thing, is we would always sort of slowly add one person here, one person there.
That's true.
Thingvall is the first time.
Joel Thingvall, yeah, he came in with
the... I haven't seen him for like 5 years. Honestly, the last time I saw him was when we were extras on Young Adult, that Charlize Theron movie.
Yeah.
Wait, were you a cop in that one?
No, can you believe it? I was a guy walking down a... I walked down a skyway with Charlize Theron.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like that. You know, we'd add one person here, one person there in a small role to see how they'd work out. And then if we liked them, we'd throw in more stuff. Like Christian Finch, you know, who just came in for Where's Keto. And now here he's in Demon with the Atomic Brain. It's stuff like that, whereas, like, we'd add people here and there. We kind of started to reach a point, though, where we were starting to lose more people than we were gaining.
Who have we lost? Can we say just like Shannon moving away?
Well, like Shannon moved away. There's certain actors that, you know, maybe I didn't.
Brooks getting married.
Yeah, I mean, people just, they moved on with their lives. They do other things. You know, Emily Fredenberg. Yep. I would love to work with her again, but she's off doing her own thing.
Yep.
And it's just like a lot of the main sort of people that I was reusing were just kind of, you know, for whatever reason, going off and doing their own thing. You know, some of the folks I just don't get along with anymore or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, admittedly, or they moved to L.A., Justin Overlander, you know, Shannon moved to L.A. I mean, it's just stuff like that where I was starting to lose people. And I sort of was running out of, I mean, in particular, like, say, female leads, you know. A lot of them had sort of moved on. And two, we got Rachel back, but even like I was telling Doug, it's like I love working with Doug and I love working with Rachel a lot, but I don't want to make every movie the Doug and Rachel show, you know? I do like to at least break it up a little so it doesn't always just feel like the same people.
Get the old and the new, mix it up.
Right, mix it up, and then like usually, you'll kind of notice if you look that actors will do like every other movie, you know? Like, Doug did Moon Zombies, but then he didn't come back until Double Feature, and then he was out for Danny Johnson, then he came back for Where's Keto.
Yeah, and
you know,
Catherine
Dan,
too.
You too, like Catherine Hansen, yeah. She'll do House of Ghosts, and then she comes back for Double Feature, and then she did come, you know, she's coming back for Demon with the Atomic Brain. So it's like, try to break it up, right? Even you, Dan, I mean, it's like, we'll throw you into a major role, and then maybe you'll just have a voice cameo in something, then a major role, and then a minor role, or whatever.
It actually worked out kind of, it was actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
That way, because I remember doing the sport, we were
the baseball thing for House of Ghosts,
for the baseball game going on.
And so I think some of that was just like, keep breaking it up, keep it interesting, try to make sure it's not always the same damn faces every movie. I mean, if that were the case, if I want to do that, I'd just make nothing but Danny Johnson movies with my kids, you know, for
Which,
the
by
next
the way, I gotta
10
tell
years.
You, I have to tell you, I'm going to say this, and I want it to be on the record. I wish I could do what you did. My girls are like, my two oldest are 5 and 6, you know.
And they're just growing up so damn fast.
They're growing up so damn fast. And my littlest one's 1.5 years now. But it's one of those things where, holy crap, the two things that you love, you got to do together.
Yeah.
That was the dream. That's the dream, man.
And that was like super fun. That was the whole point of Danny Johnson, was like, let's do something. I mean, the kids have been involved in making the movies for a long time, and they really are interested in it. And, you know, Alice in particular really wanted to act.
It's a time capsule.
Yeah, and it is. It is. So it was like,
this is what I did.
Yeah, it's like, so let's make this movie just for fun. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
And we did it. And it was like the sort of the Mim family movie. And we had a great time doing it. And it adds some variety sort of to the catalog. So I think I was just kind of partially reluctant to get new people, partially because I felt like we had sort of everyone we needed. So some of the getting new people for this one was out of necessity to a certain extent. Just like I need to replenish the supply of actors. And some of it too, and I think this works into Where Skeeto a little bit, is and Doug and I have talked about with Where Skeeto was like, I wanted to branch out a little in... not maybe take risks, I guess, or even just like, you know, I mean, Doug was even trying to sell me on this Western by saying, it's something you've never done. Where it's like, I've done 10, you know, I did 10 movies at that point. It was like, okay, well, let's try stretching our legs a little bit. Well, and trying some.
You ever done anything
Rachel
in space?
And I pointed out, there's a lot of new talent that you hadn't seen yet, because for 10 years you were using the same.
Right. Movie. Yeah. And
there's
and
a lot of new talent.
Right. And that's the thing, is like, it was like.
Also, why do you lose women more than you lose men? Like you just said, we've lost all these female actresses.
Well, when I thought about it though, then I was like, well, no, maybe not, because Rachel moved off to L.A. Brooke had moved off to L.A. Shannon moved off to L.A. Move off to L.A.
Rachel's,
you know, Emily moved out of state and got married to Dustin, and then she's doing her other, you know, they got
Rachel's
their pizza place.
Really well.
But Rachel came back, and so we brought her back in. So it was just like, and Deanne McDonald moved away, and then she got married, and, you know, it's just like.
And moved further away.
And
where does she live now?
Texas.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Like Austin, I think.
Can you believe Austin? If we made a movie down in Texas and we just have to bring her over?
Bring her over? Yeah. So, I mean, it was just, that was kind of the thing, is like, we're just, I think it's some of the age of the people, too. I mean, you got women in their 20s and 30s when they're all, you know,
getting
married and having kids and growing up.
Are you saying that an older woman can't be an ingenue?
I'm saying that a lot of the leads in my movies were in their 20s and 30s, and they all got married and started moving away and having kids. And so that's why we had to replenish the supply.
Topic.
I
think
actually no. One of the things
it's nice just to get
and
new
hey,
folks
I
all together.
I do. I in my defense, hater. I have used a lot of older actors, and I've been told by a lot of folks that they appreciate that I use actors who aren't 21.
No, I appreciate that too. I'm just saying the one thing that my argument always has been, because I was always telling you I think you need to bring in more people because you're trying to create a world, but a world exists outside of more than 20 people.
Right.
So you need more people to really develop a world in which, because all your movies are interconnected, they all tie back to each other somehow, some way. And so you need to be able to bring in new people to make the world bigger and to go in different places that you
absolutely
can't go. So.
And that's the thing I think with Dean with the Atomic Brain that we're doing, is that there's enough recognizable faces and a few recognizable characters, right? I mean, it's no secret that General Castle's in it.
What? You know what? Cookie could actually be Cookie in the Western.
That's true.
He could be the cook.
That's I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But
it
so,
too easy.
You know, we added all these new people, but it's still tied in a very cool way that works really well.
True.
So, I mean, it's...
Well, no,
it's
don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
No, I mean, it does. It ties into the Mimiverse. I mean, even just having Castle in it is tied into the Mimiverse. We're good. I mean, it's like you only need a tiny little...
You need one little slice, and that's all there is in Where Skeeto.
Right.
There is one little slice.
That little thing at the end, really.
At the end. But I'm just going to say... I do think a lot of people might have been apprehensive about it, though, too, because they're looking at it like, well, if he's getting new people, then he's not going to need me anymore. That's the other thing.
I know Dan's thinking that.
You know.
Who's that?
That I won't need you anymore.
We'll always need you.
No, you'll always.
I love it.
I'm not worried.
You can play ingenue until he's
do the Western.
It's just a matter of time. All you got to do is say, Dan.
With or without Dan.
You have 12 months. Get your shit together.
All right. If I do that superhero movie, damn it, it has to be Dan. It has to be. But he needs to freaking get in shape.
Tell me when.
I'm talking Captain America shape, man. Come on.
Oh, that's...
What? No!
It's like maybe illegal pharmaceutical two-a-days. But I can't do two-a-days.
Come on. I'll work out with you.
I could, you know what?
You guys
I
just
could,
get totally buff.
We'll just get ripped.
I could do it, but I'm just so old.
I'm just old and lame.
Lazy.
Come on, man. Like we Mark don't... Ruffalo and, I mean, they're all older
well,
than you.
Wait
come
a
on.
Minute.
You
know, we have actually, a Superman.
It's so funny.
We have
saw
a Spider-Man.
The entire workout regimen.
We got Cable over here.
Cable.
Hugh
Jackman. Hello, Scarlet Witch for
he
you.
He was incredible. For one of his fight scenes, he didn't drink water for a day and a half. So he's like, so my skin became saran wrap.
Who?
I'm just like...
Who did that?
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm like, you know, if I guess if I was making like $8 million a picture, I could do that. Right? That's not a problem. But, you know, I'm doing my day job and meatballs on set. With the
I
new
hope,
guy.
I hope,
the
these,
crock pot.
I hope these new people listen to this because they're getting thrown under the bus hard.
They'll be on eventually.
And, well, they'll be on eventually.
They're like the Star Trek The Next Generation. Like, this is, you know, this is the old cast, and they're like, they'll never last.
Well, until someone comes on drunk as a skunk.
That's
Can
right.
I just say I will come on drunk as a skunk?
What is wrong? And?
You nothing.
I heard you have a spare bedroom that does.
I know, right? Guess where I am. In
so
your
I
driveway.
Think so I think honestly, Mark, it was just more comfort, being comfortable and with what we had, and just kind of like knowing. Honestly, it's a bit of a safety net where it's like I know I have these people, so I can write stories that they fit. Like when I wrote Where Skeeto, it's like I knew I had Doug, I knew I had Rachel. We're good. I didn't need new
people.
I'm
just going to say this, too. Hey, I'm really glad you had Rachel. Welcome her home. I mean, that was neat to see her on screen again.
Well, and I got
to
say.
And she was with Doug, too. So she, you know what I mean? It's like two of my favorite actors. It was fun to watch.
And throwing Jim in there, playing against Type. I mean, I think.
That was
I think. I don't know. I think Jim was.
And Cook against Type, too.
Man, Jim was good in that.
Yeah, Cookie was against Type, too.
Jim was, I mean, Norberg.
Yeah, thank you.
I love Norberg, that guy.
I love that guy.
I actually had to stop because I almost called him by his real name. It was so bad for me. But he really, I mean, he, it was fun. It was fun to watch him like that. It was neat. See, that's what I'm saying. You got to keep mixing that shit up. You
he did a good job.
Getting people out of that comfort zone.
Well, and that was the idea behind
Doug's
that one. It's like, I'm going to take all my good guys and make them bad guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, let's do that. Let them stretch. Let them be jerks. Got horsed over here with his terrible mustache.
Yeah. Right? And shaved head. That guy. Horsed. That guy sucked. I don't miss that.
Mitch is a hero. Mitch could be a hero.
Mitch Gonzalez?
Make people not look and make people change, like, change them up. You know, give him a Klingon forehead. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, make him hardly unrecognizable and make him, like, stretch their acting chops, you know?
What if in the Western we give Doug Sidney, like, a big scar on his face?
He needs it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Both of you guys need a big old scar.
Like, Scar, like yours is on the left side and yours is on the right side.
Scars they inflicted on each other during their epic battle the first time.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
In a flashback.
Right.
Well, we can CGI
We're
that.
Both right-handed.
Yep. You'll both have mustaches in that scene.
Curly mustache.
I'm going to have a John Waters.
Like, no, you'll do the curly.
So.
Like
you can paint
the,
it in.
The curly mustache. You know, get you some mustache wax. Yes.
And PH in a million Ways to Die in the West.
What?
Oh, wow.
Patrick Harris?
Yeah.
Oh!
All right.
NPH, am I alone here? We just had a reference to Dr. Horrible. And
sorry.
You lost me.
I wasn't as fast as you are.
You should just like him in the series of unfortunate events that I'm watching right now.
I have not seen a single second of it, but
it's
awesome.
It's all right. It's painful. It's all right.
Actually, Doug, Dan just brought up something that I found kind of interesting. What did you think of Mr. Jimmy Norberg's performance as the infamous Strom?
I thought it was great. I think he embraced it like he does everything that he's able to do with Mim. And I thought he embodied that presence really well. And he had his work cut out for him. And those of us that know Jim know how eager he is to, you know, want to be given more.
Yes.
And this was his chance. I think Mim rewarded him for his... for his diligence and his presence in the Mimiverse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he seized his opportunity.
Yeah. I was completely stymied. I think I mentioned this before on this show, but I was not convinced that Jim was actually going to pull it off, and I told Chris that. And I actually told Jim that himself, too, and I apologized to him when I said that. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't think you could do it, but he freaking did it, so it was impressive. And I only ask you because I know he values your opinion, and I know he looks up to you as a someone who does get quite a bit of work.
That's cool.
And yeah, you're on every third commercial. In the movie, so.
I was exhausting.
And then occasionally we hear Dan telling us about how we should go to our local Comcast store and get the new Xfinity package.
That's actually the last commercial I've ever done. That's the last. I've kind of.
I'm going to retire from the commercials for a little while.
I can't. I mean, maybe. I'm not going to say that now. I mean, like, things have. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll
I don't
see.
Know.
All right, all right. Yeah. Oh, so just to take it back to Warskito for a second, Chris, yeah. I don't think I told you that I really appreciated in the scenes with Schramm and also our friend Dougie Fresh. I really appreciated Four Lights.
Four Lights?
Yep. He saw four lights. I see three. I see four lights. I see five. I see four lights.
Yeah, I love all that.
I'm just saying.
That
way,
was that
way
was,
to go.
That
I caught
was
the nerd.
On purpose, yes.
I caught the nerd reference. I forgot to tell you when we were originally talking about the... the Warskito, but I appreciated that. Mark saw me with the shoulders.
How many lights are there? How many lights do you see?
Four, three, five, nine, two, four, four, four. Yep. Thank you. Thank
Nerdy.
You.
Nerdy.
I always catch the nerd references when I can.
Oh,
thumbs up to you. Uh
oh. What's the matter?
Oh, the neighbor's
car is shooting me in the face.
Oh, yeah.
He's, I hear you're a fan of that.
So. He drives a BMW, so.
No, it's curious.
I did. Walked right into that, too.
Oh, she drives a BMW.
Yeah, yeah, you
not,
did.
Not K A.
Again. You know what I mean?
Not our Kira. Not our Kira Pontiff.
No. Our neighbor, Kira.
Our good friend, Kira Pontiff.
Hey, Kira. How you doing?
Who was also in Warskito.
She was.
Oh, and P.S., if you're listening, Kira Pontiff. Kira Pontiff.
Kira, dear.
Oh my God, I'm
have
drinking.
Another beer, dear.
Okay, let me start that again. If you're listening,
wait,
Kira
that's your
Pontiff.
Next door neighbor. Kira's your next door neighbor.
No. That's K I
what the K-I-R-J-A. That's awesome.
No, okay. So if you're listening, Kira Pontiff, actual outside unicorn. Thank you. We got a number of unicorns last month. It was
we did
great.
Actually
we did.
You guys are awesome. Thanks
She's
for listening.
I've only hung out with her a couple times.
She's super fun, Kira.
I remember when I was training for the marathon, I was on a longer run, and I was going through Minnehaha's Park, and I'm pretty sure she was there trying on... Did she make her own clothes?
I thought
she was doing some medieval
thing. She might. She might.
She does so much costume stuff that I'm not sure that she actually sews. You'll have to let us know, Kira. But I know she loves dressing up.
It was either her or... Yeah, I was pretty sure it was her. I'm like, hey, how you doing? She's like, oh, Renaissance Festival gear. Now, granted, this is like
fun.
3 years ago.
Oh, well, there you
go. Super fun. She has an awesome Hobbit outfit.
We should ask.
Super awesome.
Doug is on his phone. What's her name?
Oh,
who are you talking to right now?
Nope. Steve.
It's his mom.
Come on.
I'm just plugging you.
Sure, nice. Sure.
Ah, you're so sweet.
Come on.
Actually, you got to give it up for...
comes out the 15th-ish.
Well, you know what?
Doug
just popped
there
up
are a lot
phone.
Of...
If
you,
uh-oh.
If guys you, ever here go, super privileged to be a part of the
aww.
March and spring edition of the
shut
Mimiverse Bonfire
what are you
podcast.
Ask?
Tonight recorded live outside the Hater Bonfire Ranch.
Whoa.
Nice.
For the Mimiverse.
I like
and
the
its
ranch.
Upcoming Texas convention screening of St. Euphoria Pictures Warskito, Nazi Hunter. So great to revisit this project. More related news upcoming. Hashtag. Mimiverse Bonfire
asshole.
Podcast. Hashtag Warskito. Hashtag Nazi Hunter. Hashtag St. Euphoria Pictures. Hashtag All for George Productions.
Aww.
And you know what? Hashtag Love You, Doug.
Oh.
Actually oh. Doug is one of those people who like always sort of seems like he's on his phone.
But he's pimping it, so that's cool.
Oh, I know. It's just, it's funny because if you look at the gallery of like any movie he's in, if there's photos of him in the background, he's on his phone.
And you know what, Doug? I'm giving you a heart.
I'm always working, man. I'm always hustling,
man.
One of the things that Doug does, and I think I might be the only one around this bonfire that actually has an Instagram, but Doug is very prolific on his Instagram page as well, and he's the king of hashtags. He throws in more hashtags than texts sometimes.
Ah, crap. We were supposed to have Mark take over the Mimiverse Instagram.
Oh, that's right. What the heck?
No, I don't have an Instagram. Heck, no.
Insta chat or
that sounds
chat
fancy.
Gram or whatever it is.
That sounds for the kids.
Snapchat.
Insta-talks.
We'll make that happen, though.
Snapgram.
We'll make that happen.
Snapgram. I like that.
Face snap. All right.
Space, so, space.
My snap.
If there's a
my chat, whatever it
my
is.
My gram.
If there's a local screening of Where Skeeto, or would you guys come out and sign some autographs and take some photos?
Where at?
I'm just saying, Chris needs to set something up.
I think I've been talking about this lately. I've been doing a lot of out of town stuff. Partially,
your wife would like to see you some more.
Partially because they keep inviting me and I don't say no.
Actually, what happened to guy up in Forest Lake?
Girl who can't say
yeah,
no.
Are we doing Forest Lake this year?
Yeah, probably. Again, we'll probably end up doing a Demon with the Atomic Brain because we did Where Skeeto last October.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. Yeah, you guys missed it.
We missed it.
We get it.
I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, you're busy or something.
Whatever. Stuff to do.
Sure.
You didn't get a key to the city that time?
No. I didn't.
Too soon.
I only got the one.
He's getting accustomed to the
I only got the one.
He only
so
got
far,
one key
so.
To the city.
Boo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boo.
No, I mean, I've been talking about this recently. I realized I've done a lot of screenings and events out of state, and I really haven't done a lot here. And I've been thinking lately that maybe I should throw together some sort of event locally.
There you go. Because, you know, Doug and Dan, they need an excuse to get out of the house.
They do. I mean...
Even on a school
Doug's
night.
Got the twins. I don't mean like kids. There's like literally two hot
literally
chicks at his place right now
tonight,
waiting for him to come home.
Be me, because he needs you to get cast.
So, yeah, I was
he
thinking...
says no. He doesn't know reply.
Yeah, I should throw together something locally here.
Just to get everybody back together, at least for the Where Skeeto
get
thing. You know what I mean?
I will tell you this. I was, you know, I've lived in my... I bought a house. I've been there for over a year now. Actually, in April, it'll
be
2 years.
Yeah, because you guys...
We were there once. We went all the way to Mexico
It was Mexico.
Hey, listen, suburban Canada.
Right. I know.
Canada, okay. I still have a room that has no furniture in it. Like,
nice.
2 years later.
And original windows.
And he's always pimping, isn't he?
Yeah, every time
he's
I see him.
He's always working.
Hey, man, you said you need some windows.
You need some new windows, right, man?
I'm hook
hey,
you
man,
up.
You got some new windows?
Original windows.
You got some, need some new windows? Tell all your friends. Tell you, you got some windows problems? I got the answers,
hey,
baby.
I'm just spreading energy efficiency. Is it,
bought you
I care.
By...
I care about the environment.
That's right.
Energy efficiency.
Doug Sidney.
Keeping your family warm in the cold
months. Brought to you by the good people at Greenpeace. Thank you, Doug. Hashtag Doug loves the world.
At least the female.
Dan the haikuist.
He's going to kill me in the parking lot. I'm dead.
Haikuist? Is that a word?
We have a parking lot now?
We do.
You do.
Some people call
here on the ranch.
The Hater Ranch has a parking lot.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad
it's
I
too
busted
bad you
him
don't
out
have
and read
a ranch,
that to all of
we
you.
We can film the Western there,
he's
man.
Be like, see out on the back 30.
Yeah, I'll buy the tickets next time to the next
one. Why can't someone concert? Involved the Mimiverse own like 6 to 20 acres of land somewhere?
I know, right? You know what? You should be. It's like, you know how they have
it.
Warner
but
Brothers?
Like,
it would be like Mimiverse.
Just like a big pole barn that you don't use, plus like 6 to 10 acres of just wild lands that we could shoot shit on.
Yeah.
But part of it would need to look like mountains, and part of it would need to look like streams.
Oh, we'll just CGI in some mountains. Like we'll just
the
composite
giant pool
in
for the
mountains.
Shark movie that hasn't been made
well,
yet.
Well, no. You use scale models, and then like Doug and Dan on their horses for the Western, they pass in front of a mountain.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a
literally
scale
you just
I'll
you
Matt
just
paint that for you.
You just, yeah, aww. You Matt paint it just so it looks like it's a mountain.
See, and that way
it's a Midwestern with
and
mountains.
It'll be called the Midwestern.
That's right, the Midwestern.
It won't have a name, but the Midwestern.
Wait, is that your elevator pitch for the title?
Yeah,
the Midwestern.
The Midwestern, a Mimiverse Midwestern.
13 and 13.
You know,
that's my lucky
Mark.
Number, Chris.
Yeah, what's
Chris?
Up?
13 is my lucky number, so...
All right. So we got to put you in number 13.
But he may or may not be available.
Oh, yes! Oh, wow. Now Doug is getting back.
He's just going to play the mayor.
It. Come on, Doug. Bring it.
So, Mark, I got to say...
I'm all ears, brother.
We, you know, in the new movie, we wrote in a scene that required some monsters.
Yes.
In the snow.
Yep.
And we had it where the monsters come up out of the snow.
I was trying to figure out how the hell you did that. Because
and we realized that we couldn't
warm.
Do the movie that scene as written because we hadn't asked Mark in enough time to dig a hole.
He's bringing up a very
sore subject.
That's painful wound.
So I had to rewrite the scene.
All right. That goes back to...
That's the one we filmed yesterday, actually.
Reform school girls versus the space monster. I had pitched...
Quicksand. There's quicksand.
Pitched the idea I was going to...
The Western calls for
I was
quicksand.
Going to dig a hole and build quicksand, which I still want to freaking do.
No,
I
need you to don't want to dig that hole.
Because he's just sinking.
You guys are going to save each other.
I'm going to say... Oh, my gosh. We save each other, Doug.
Oh,
literally and figuratively.
And then we can reference Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Where's your hand? Between the two pillows.
Those are pillows!
Oh. Nice. Would they both have love interests in this film?
Each other.
No. This is not Brokeback
Mountain. No, man. This kind of thing doesn't call for love interests. You don't need ladies in this.
To our divorce.
Yeah, you don't need love interests in this. You just, they're, you know, man versus wild.
Versus nature.
And probably a monster.
Yeah, because you need. Because Michael's got to be in there somewhere. Yes. What else is he going to be doing?
Gosh, yeah.
He's on our curling team and he's terrible.
He can't be like a... Oh.
He's actually one of the best players. But
make him like a man-sized chupacabra.
Ooh, I like it.
That'd be like an Ajo from Cave Women.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, a rooster chabra.
A rooster chabra. A giant chicken monster.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of awesome.
We only did an official switch off to bring this back to our theme tonight.
Oh, please, Doug.
We only did an official switch off one shoot day. Everything else was completely separate when we had to switch it up. And it was the day with Christian that...
Right, when we had the
log scene. Oh, yeah.
We had the actor who didn't show up and we had to reschedule.
What was his... Was that Gruber?
Wait, there's an actor.
That was who was playing Gruber, yeah.
Yeah, Gruber, I need to ask you a question.
Got that in your head and then you kept messing up. You're like, damn it. No, there... It's funny, and I've mentioned this many times. The shoot for Weresquito was the easiest, smoothest shoot ever. For whatever reason, there was no headaches.
There's one
other than that one day.
Other than that one guy, yeah.
Douglas Sidney,
probably.
Rachel and Doug, man.
Probably.
Jim. I mean, it's amazing when the actors show up and know their lines.
Ruby.
Dan.
Oh, how did I get this reputation all of a sudden?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I didn't say your name.
This is the second time.
I looked at Ruby.
This is the second time today.
We know it doesn't read the script.
I've had a crazy week. I haven't been able to look at this at all.
Under the bus.
Damn, Doug. Did I say that? You're full of it, Doug.
Which time?
Whoa, it burns. It burns over here.
Bring it harder, deeper. Let's go.
What?
How?
Wait, what
this
are we
is going
about?
We're going blue.
We're going blue. I think we've been blue since pretty much the beginning.
Pretty much since I hit record the first
blue
time.
Chip. Money.
Would there possibly be a call for the Weresquito to show up in another movie?
You know, a part of me is sad that we killed the Weresquito.
Or did you?
Did
you really?
I mean, we already said spoilers, so if you haven't seen it, the Weresquito dies.
What?
There's a part of me feels bad, but at the same time,
maybe Liesel
like
and John got together.
It should be because there is no curing him, so he's stuck with this for life. So what choice does he have?
Right.
What about the bat? Where's the bat? Because it's the
end. We could totally bring the bat.
The chicken cobra.
The chicken cobra.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch, get on that.
You know, maybe that's what happens. The bat comes back. But he's a desert bat. He's a Midwestern
the desert bat.
There's got to be that kind of bat.
Hold on. It's in the caves of Wisconsin, right?
Maybe you guys, the monster is actually a girl that you both had a thing for.
Oh.
And you both have to go save her from...
Oh.
Maybe that was the falling out that we had
King
when we were
Kong
younger.
Or whatever.
Yes.
That's why we
Chicken
both took...
Cobra.
Chicken Cobra.
We both took different paths. One's a lawman and one's an outlaw.
There you go. One man is an outlaw. Yeah, I mean that's like the tagline right
childhood
there.
Friends.
That's see?
It writes itself
for sake.
Ace versus Collins.
One outlaw, one lawman.
I don't know.
One love interest. One giant chicken cobra.
The person who will kill us all.
Chicken cobra.
Chicken cobra. Could you get that website, chicken cobra?
Chicken cobra. It almost sounds like a dish.
I know, it's amazing.
I'll have the chicken cobra with a side of fries.
Wait.
I like that with the cinnamon, though.
If this is a Western, couldn't you have it be like a chicken Nato or something like that?
No.
Oh, that's just dumb.
That's dumb.
Chicken cobra is okay, but a chicken Nato is dumb.
Yeah. Okay. You're ruining it.
A NATO has no place in the West.
Are you kidding? That's all the tornadoes exist.
I went, no, depending on where you're at, no.
Fair enough.
I went to school in Denver. There is no tornadoes, and that's all. Chicken cobras, however.
Chicken cobra or chicken cobra?
Chicken.
Yeah, you have the chicken in there.
So yeah.
I think it's just a girl.
Yeah.
That's porn.
We need a Christopher R. Mim porn.
Porn parody?
Adult,
needs to be a group who just takes whatever you made and just makes
terrible
porn about it.
Just make sure you use a short lens, otherwise you'll
wreck
it all.
Right. So it'd be like...
What? What's that? What? Come on, Doug, where are you?
It's fine.
It's literally
he's getting salty. You hear that?
Yeah.
That one was dark.
That was like my wife.
No, go ahead.
It could actually be called... All for George After Dark. That could be the porn parody group.
It's literally like...
Can I borrow your camera on Wednesday? Are you filming? Because I got some stuff to
it's
do.
It's the monster.
What do you mean by stuff?
Yeah, I just like the idea of coming up with like, what would the porn parody titles of my films be?
Oh, I don't want to go there.
You know what I mean?
The monster at Phantom Lake. Hey.
Cave women on Mark.
Yeah.
Oh! Wow.
Take that, Richard Haugland. That's right.
Oh, someone make it so.
It came from another world.
It came on her other world.
All right. Well, maybe we should wrap this up since we're getting a little punchy.
We're going.
Way after dark. Oh, that's good times.
Tear from beneath the skirt.
Ooh,
there
that's
it is.
Actually a good time.
Wow, hey, there you
that.
Go. Sure. Okay, that's really...
Right? It writes itself.
Apparently would you guys job writing porn parodies.
As two of the main lead actors in these films, would you guys come back for these porn parodies?
No. It has to be someone
I'm
awesome.
I'm married, and he is married.
What if Teresa was
committed.
All Mark is saying is he really wants to watch you and your wife get it on.
What?
In our upstairs.
I don't know. Is Stephanie available?
Damn.
Boom.
Why is Steph not here
Wait,
for this
know,
one?
For Stephanie, you plus Teresa red. Plus Steph?
Oh.
No. You brought it up. Cool.
I mean,
that was your idea.
I'll be the cameraman. Can I direct?
Listen,
I don't know.
I'm a modern man. I'm open-minded. Come on, whatever.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus.
I think we lost Doug. What
happened? No. He's going to get some more sweets.
More sweeties.
All right. Well, then let's go ahead and wrap this up. Babe, speaking for both of us, I know that we're both very...
We'll have to put a not safe for work warning on this episode.
Yes. Right. We can't thank Doug and Dan enough for their time and Chris for coming out, as always.
Can't thank you enough.
So
we can't thank the global warming for making such a beautiful early March night.
Why don't we all bow our heads and give thanks to global warming?
It's really kind of funny because I found out watching like the news. This is still not the warmest it's been.
Fake news.
It's like...
Yeah,
sad.
They said like 20 years ago.
All
beat
news.
The record 20 years ago or like 30 years ago or something ridiculous. I'm like... Wait, it's been warmer than this?
I do have memories of being like a kid and it was like 80 in February just randomly.
Yeah, just randomly.
For like a week, yeah. You always get these weird flashes of hot weather.
Yeah, and like Farmer's Almanac said like 30 years ago it was that. I'm like, how is that possible? Because this just seems incredible already.
So. All I'm saying is that if global warming comes, I need to be able to make more food. And the angle of the sun isn't going to change. So
I look
bring
at
back winter.
I kind of feel like the one plus of if there is an actual global warming is that where we are will actually just become fucking paradise.
That's actually you're
absolutely
right. I mean, we're not living in Florida where it's just going to be hell.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be hot and humid all the time in Florida.
I just lost all my Florida fans.
Yeah, sorry, Florida.
Well, you can't.
No, but we'll go from temperate
to humidity.
No, you can't, man.
No.
You can only take off so many clothes before you get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the Mimiverse After Dark.
Hey.
That's the one thing I always tell when you get into that conversation with people from the South. or from southern climates. Yeah, they're like, how can you deal with the cold? It's like you add layers.
Yeah.
How do you deal with the heat?
You can I can't. Remove so many layers.
I can't deal with the heat. It makes me nuts.
I will tell you.
I'm Norwegian to my core,
I was
man.
Just going to say I like it. there is something special about when it's 99 degrees in the shade. People wear less. They're friendlier. You know, Doug knows.
I don't know if they're friendly.
Oh, they're like, hey, how you doing? Hot. How are you? Hot. Oh.
Sticky. Yeah.
It's just because we're actually
moist.
Outside.
Yeah.
I see my neighbors a lot more when it's warm outside. That has nothing to do with anyone being friendly.
Oh.
They're just outside, and so am I.
They're just trying to break the 6 months of depression and gray days.
Yes.
I need to go outside before I kill myself. I can't take it any longer.
Right. Oh, look, the neighbors are outside. Let's go.
Screw them. If they're outside, I'm going to go outside, too.
Yeah. Right? So, anyway. All right. Well, let's thank Doug and Dan for being on the show, guys.
Thank you all very much.
I do think that now we need
to be back.
Really push. Let's see if we can get a Kickstarter for the Do the Western.
For the Midwestern.
The Midwestern.
The Midwestern.
Think of it, guys. Think of it, girls
Mim,
and
do
guys.
It.
Think all of right. Do Chicken the Western.
Cabra. Chicken Cabra.
Do it in Texas.
In Texas.
I do kind of like the idea, though, of doing a Midwestern. I always kind of have.
For you listening.
I love the Midwest. I do.
In.
I love it here.
Yes.
Let Mim know if you want him to do the Western.
Yeah. Ooh, I like it.
Would it hurt if I did the Western and until he put someone else in it?
Listen. Oh, wow.
He would be so out here. He'd be like, you want me to come over for what?
Hey, listen, I'm pulling a Doug now. Hashtag do the Western.
There it is.
Put it on everything.
I want you guys, when this episode comes out, put it back on our page. If you're friends with Doug and Dan on their pages, put it on
hashtag
their pages.
Do the Western.
Do the Western.
Films of Christopher R. Mim Facebook page. Do
hashtag
it there.
Do the Western.
Chicken
do
Cabra.
The Western. We want to know you're listening.
Yes.
So I want you to look at Doug Sidney's post.
We actually
want to
know people are listening.
On Facebook.
That's really the reason we're doing it, just because we really want to know if we're wasting our time or not.
Nah, we're not. We like having people over. We like celebrating the movies of Christopher R. Mim.
And having a reason to burn stuff.
Well, also, we like to hear the stories that don't always get told.
Absolutely
and
true.
The stories that might get lost. And so we have, not only are we getting them for ourselves, but we're getting them to people that really
a
want to know.
Fully independent Western. Yes.
Also,
yes.
Don't forget that Doug and his wife, future wife, are registered at Target, Crate and Barrel, and Bed Bath and Beyond.
I'm so sorry.
I believe it's Babies R Us for the
Best
twins.
Best Buy, Lexus of Wayzata.
Actually, Doug, for one second, okay.
Just his so young wife-to-be.
Just so that everybody knows how long this stuff takes. How long did you guys sit in a room waiting for people to come do auditions for you guys?
Oh, good question.
How long were we waiting?
Yeah, was it like 2 hours for 2 days, or was it like 8 hours one day, or how long
no,
was the rehearsal?
No, we scheduled it started at 5:30, I think.
Okay.
And we were done by 9, and we had people scheduled every 10 minutes, and we had people every 10 minutes from 5 until 8:30.
Okay.
Which was great, and that's just a tribute to...
And we kicked the crap out of it. We kept people coming in, moving, and it's like, thank you.
Very organized.
Get out!
Cool.
And
was it just the two of you?
Mitch and Steph were there as well.
Stephanie and Mitch and myself and...
And Tim Meinke was helping sort of wrangle people out outside.
And it was very organized. We knew exactly... They knew exactly what they wanted. They wanted a brief, time to talk about the project. We got a
I even took my watch off and I had it in front of me.
We had a scene.
So it was like, I'm watching the
prepared
clock.
Prepared for them, whatever character we chose for them to read. And then there was even 60, 90 seconds for Q&A, which when you're using every second that you have in a casting, you can get a lot done in 10 minutes.
Awesome.
So it was a great experience.
Cool.
Doug,
I just
when
like
you audition,
people to know how long things take.
Is there a monologue that you use every time that you've been...
Every actor is different. I have a whole folder full of monologues that I can sort of access, and I try to match up the project in terms of genre or whatever the tone of the project is to that monologue. But I do have a couple of my favorites that are sort of go-tos that if I just feel like I have the rein to kind of do what I want to do that I go to.
Is it too personal to ask what your favorite one is? What's your favorite monologue?
Do it now.
Oh, come on, no.
Amuse
really,
us.
No, it really all depends. My favorite
No Western without monologue.
From,
go.
They end up coming from my favorite films. So I have one from Frost Nixon.
I have one from Traffic. I have one from way, way long ago from Jerry Maguire, which is dated, but it's great. I have one from House of Cards. I love that series. So I tend to pick, I gravitate toward things that I like, and then I can pull things from that, and hopefully they're a match for.
Yeah, on the subject, one more thing.
Thanks.
One more thing on this subject. Have either of you ever had gone into an audition and just blew it? Like completely, you know, had a breakdown, something, just something funny or fun, or you just walked in, you did it, and you just knew instantly, like, nope.
Yeah, yours with Cavewoman on Mars.
That doesn't count.
And another one that I did, it was a short film that I did for Matt. I auditioned for Matt Osterman, honestly, because I was there to sort of help out. But I was like, just let me read this thing. Actually, it was for Ted Hall. He's another local director. It was a short film that he did called
The Negative.
The Negative. How'd you know?
Did you audition? I know all.
Because he got the role instead of you.
No, actually, Charles got that one, didn't he?
I didn't audition.
Oh, you didn't audition? Yeah, Charles got it. Charles Hubble.
So you just blew it?
Yeah, I wasn't really. It was come on, let me just. They needed someone to read off of.
Gotcha.
So I just kind of did it.
Doug?
My answer is yes.
Nice.
It has happened.
I have done that.
And have you ever been wrong? Like, did you go, oh, man, I hashed that. And then they give you a call in 2 days and say,
okay, we went on Mars, anyone?
Really liked you.
Yeah, right. No, right.
That's happened. Yeah, I mean, that's happened, which is really, you know, that's a nice surprise, the happy accident.
What a fun feeling.
For sure.
Oh, kind of like your... Nothing.
Every movie I've ever made. Come on. Oh, wait, you're talking about his twins. Yeah.
Yeah, you beat me to it. Right, there right. You go. Okay.
What's her name anyway?
Yeah.
What?
Frederic.
What's his?
Let you know when I know.
All right.
Well, gents, thank you so much for coming. It's
thank
been a
you.
Real, real pleasure. We appreciate your time.
Pleasure.
Hashtag do the Western.
Do the Western.
Chicken
hashtag
cabra.
Do the Western.
Chicken cabra.
Hashtag chicken cabra.
You can even have that
can
one.
Can I just me. Ask, how would the chicken cabra work?
Who cares?
Who cares?
We'll make it work.
I'll make a costume. It'll be awesome.
The 5 cent the psychiatrists have their they have their follow up.
There you go.
Oh, do the Western.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Do the chicken cabra.
No, those guys are great. Check them out.
So, we'll make sure to post up that video. Actually, one of us, me or you, will post up the video on the day this is released, or maybe Chris, whenever.
One of us will get.
One
to
of
it.
Us will get to it. So we'll post it up.
This
on
one
the
should be out on the actual 15th.
Yes, it should be.
What?
We're all right. Going to be free in time to do it?
All right, so everybody go around. We're going to start with Doug. I'm going to give you a little bit of time to come up with something. So thank all the listeners for their time, and you know you can put out what you're looking for in a eligible young bachelorette.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for listening. It is so appreciated. Thank you for supporting all of Mim's films. You are what motivate him to keep making the amazing films that he does, which gives us as actors the fantastic projects that we can be a part of. So thank you for listening. Continue to support his films and buy his DVDs and come and support his films and their premieres.
Well said. Well said.
Someone can. You sound like you're like a sales guy, maybe, or wow. Perhaps you've sold someone some energy efficiency.
Actually, comes from his heart.
I think
thank
it does.
You,
Doug's
Ruby.
The best. That's why we give him. I only give people crap I like. So if I don't give you crap, I don't like you.
If I'm quiet around you should be careful.
Like I never give you crap. Come on. Come on, Rue.
I know, right?
No lie.
No, I've gotten to know a lot of his fans throughout on social media and things like that, and they are a unique brand, and they're such great. I mean that. They are great, amazing
unique
people.
Unique can be taken one or two ways, but okay.
The kind of people that you love having as fans is what
there
I
you
mean.
Go.
That's true.
True.
That is completely 100%
unique and
true.
That's true.
It's not sure. The Minnesota. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, not that passive
you know
aggressive.
I'm
going
to piggyback off that because every time I go to a even movies that I'm. I mean, like I was a small role in this last film. There's people who walked up to me at the premiere, and I'm. Somebody walked up to me and said, so Mitch made this autograph card. It's a picture of you. And it was, I couldn't remember if it was Ace Frehley or whoever. Will you just sign this for me? And I'm like, yeah. But the guy walked up to me like he knew me for years, you know?
See, that's happening, though. I mean, I get people when I do a lot of these events in different states. It's amazing when you'll have these random people come up like, oh, I really like your movies. I've seen a whole bunch of them. Where's that guy who played that one role that one time? Where's that chick from The Giant Spider? Is she here? You know, stuff like that where they you know. I think that, again, was that sort of... community theater thing, yes, of using a lot of the same people, is that people kind of feel like they start to get to know you. This show kind of helps that too.
I'm actually going to share a story. I don't think I've ever talked about it on the podcast before. Do you remember somebody, they flew in from Maine or something like that? We had a podcast in your basement. Like, they flew from one of the coasts, one person on each side.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was
for the thing after the thing.
Yeah.
Rick Hutchins
and Diane and Mike Plows.
I'm going to say this. We have such, the fans, the director, the actors, the producers, like all these people, you know, it's such a tight-knit community that somebody comes in. We did like a podcast before the premiere, kind of the thing.
Yeah.
Whatever, before. I gave somebody a ride back to their hotel in downtown Minneapolis. So
awesome.
Because, I mean, I met him on a podcast, cool, but he was so chill and
relaxed. Yeah, that was like, Rick Hutchins. Yeah.
This guy might want to wear my skin as a suit. But, you know, because he's like, I can't believe I'm meeting you right now.
He's super cool.
This is really neat.
Yeah.
And I gave him a ride to his hotel.
Yep.
I mean, it's one of those things where hopefully in that instance right there, that one experience accurately illustrates the relationship that, like what Doug just said, it's you get to understand people, you get to know people, fans,
and everyone's real cool. That's the thing.
I have a great story about that event that night when we filmed that, when we recorded that podcast.
Yeah,
because it was like the day before the premiere of the Giant Spider.
Yeah,
and we had Diane and Mike. They came in from Modesto, they have been fans of the movie since the first one, right? They're hardcore.
Yeah, hardcore.
They're awesome. Diane has like every collectible you can think of.
She's hard to beat.
She's on
an
Facebook a lot.
Right.
Sweetheart.
So they come over and they come down to the basement and we're talking to them.
Mike, you should have already gotten your pack by now if you haven't called Chris.
And I'd asked you to stop by to sort of surprise them a little bit.
So that was that night.
Yeah, that was that night. And I went down and we were talking and I was like, I wanted to sort of plant a little seed of excitement, right? I go, hey, you guys like Dan Shervin, right? And Rick goes, oh yeah, he's great. I love his movies. And Dan goes, yeah, he's not my favorite though. And I was like, shit.
Who's his favorite?
She didn't say. Oh. I was like, oh, crap. Oh,
send us a private message.
I was like, PM. I mean, at least you didn't be like, oh, I hate that guy.
Yeah, right.
I go, exactly. Then he's Dan the shows up. Hey, where's Diane? That's what you said. You came down the stairs. Hey, where's Diane? You came down and she's like, oh, hey. And I was like, shit, you're not her favorite, man.
Damn it.
Hey, at least it wasn't on radio, but now it is.
Now it is.
It's been so many years, but I remember that. I was like, oh, okay. Well, maybe you'll meet him someday.
Yeah, someday. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna take it a little bit differently than what Doug said. I'm
going to
be completely selfish. I'm going to beg and plead. People, help me go to summer camp. Summer camp is fun for everyone. Summer camp is fun for Chris.
You're playing like the poor, starving kids in Haiti.
If Doug gets cast, we're going to have a good time.
His wife will love him more if he leaves the house.
Doug's wife or my wife?
Your wife.
My wife will love me more if I leave the house. If we get to go to Texas, Doug and I and Chris and everybody will get tanned.
Dan's really pushing for this. Let's get the hell out of this.
Okay, so it's Southern West, Midwest. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting the actors, for the podcast, for the directors, for the producers, for our families, for allowing us to do this fun stuff. Thank you. And I'm going to end it again. #, do the Western. Yeah.
God, do the Western.
Now,
America.
Michael Cross, I got to say this name. You've heard this name maybe once or twice. I know he's listening.
Of course he is.
Yeah, I know for a fact he's listened. He listens to this podcast.
And General Castle will come down at some
point.
And
he's the guy who keeps getting me gigs in the DFW area.
Oh, okay.
He's well connected. He knew a lot of people. He pointed me in the right directions. He's one of the proponents for filming a movie down in Texas. So. Now that he knows that Shervin's on board, I'm going to hear about it, I think.
And And Doug. There you go.
I don't know. Doug's wife might be a little mad.
Newborn.
You know, Doug, I think, just went to the little boys' room, so we can say whatever we want.
No!
Nice. Chris, why don't you say a nice... If you could top what Doug and Dan did.
I'll say this. Thank you so much for everything. We know we love you. Chicken Cabra, #, do the Western! Sorry.
Babe.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We love that you love us, and we're all here for making more movies. Let's do this.
Let's do that.
To the Western Chickengabra.
And speaking for myself, thanks always for listening, and thanks to our fantastic guests for always coming out. And you know, we ply you with beer, but you guys are always good sports about it anyway. Next month we're going to continue talking about Huesquito. I'm not going to name an actor yet or an actress, but we are planning on continuing talk about Huesquito.
Still the year of the Huesquito. Till Demon with the Atomic Brain comes out, it's still the year of Huesquito.
And we hope everybody had a good time that listens to this at the Monster Phantom Lake the Musical
DVD release party!
Exclamation point! DVD release party. That's just a lot to say. That's a mouthful. So anyway, so yeah,
that's
tune
what
in.
Dan said.
Tune in next month.
Wait.
What?
One more thing?
Go Rock Monsters!
Yes!
Life is a mystery. That much is plain to see. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
We would like to thank you for tuning into this edition of the podcast, and we invite you to join us next time because we're working on some really interesting episodes. We can pull from Huesquito, Monster Phantom Lake the Movie or the Musical, or amp up for Demon with the Atomic Brain. Whatever we can line up first is what we shall present to you. Until then, follow your path. Don't love your heroes so much that you cheat them of their due, and be sure to keep a rockin' and a rollin'.
Scientifically, oh yeah.
Hashtag chicken cabra.
Oh yeah.
Hashtag do the Western.
A rockin', a rollin'.
Hashtag stop looking at me like that, Ruby.